There are a lot of words that we are not supposed to use with clarity and certainty these days, like man, woman, boy, girl. You just can't use these words as if they actually mean something objective, something non-fluid, or something real, which is, of course, pathetic, idiotic, and destructive. But why has this happened? Why have we so quickly abandoned even the most basic building blocks of language and culture? And how do we turn this ship around before it runs completely aground in crazy land? These are the kinds of questions being thought by almost every sane person living in this nightmare scenario right now. While most of those people have been bullied into silence, more and more of them are waking up and having conversations aimed at exploring questions like these. What is a man? What is a woman? What is a boy and what is a girl? And why do they matter? Why is the unique God-given nature of male and female so important and so beautiful? One primary reason why we can no longer define, much less defend, women and children from the abusive chaos swirling around us is that long before women and children were undefined out of their objective meaning, fatherhood was targeted and taken down by the same Marxist and useful idiot tools of Marxists that are now waging open war on family, boys, girls, and women. Once healthy, biblical, male-led families, churches, and governments were undermined as a natural goal and product of healthy culture and civilization, the gates were flung open to the enemy, and the enemy was free to rape, pillage, and destroy, as is happening now. Which brings us to the term that is and has always been at the center of the enemy's crosshairs from the beginning, the patriarchy. That term, that concept, makes the modern American either squirm with discomfort or explode with rage. The patriarchy has become the enemy of American culture, including most of the professing American Christian subculture, which has become as squishy, effeminate, and impotent as the rest of our self-castrated culture. And why? What is it about the patriarchy that makes it so hated, reviled, and targeted above all other targets of the leftist inquisition now pillaging the land? The problem, from their perspective, is what the patriarchy means in its true, undeniable, and inescapable biblical form, which is father rule. That's all the term means, father rule. But male authority in the home, church, and state simply cannot be tolerated by a culture at war with God because that God is the Father who has established father rule throughout the life and culture preserving authority structures that he has put in place throughout his creation. That Father has assured that fathers will lead under him using authority granted by him to protect and lead his creations of women, children, marriage, family, culture, civilization, all of it. Did you get that part, though? The his creations part. These things are his. Marriage is his. We are his. These things, these institutions, marriage, family, civil government, they're not ours. They belong to him. He owns them. He's defined them. He sustains them. He uses them according to his will to bring about his glory and the benefit of his people. Now, the good news, and it is very good news, about the current late-stage testicular cancer afflicting families, the church, the state, and every other institution in our fast-falling nation is that this free fall into insanity is once again highlighting the unbreakable, irreplaceable, objective reality of God's creation as he has made it. And that reality is, like it or not, believe it or not, it's patriarchal. Always has been, always will be. No matter how much men may run from that responsibility, or how many men might abuse that responsibility, or how poorly men in general will handle their inescapable God-given authority and responsibility to lead, no matter how men handle the patriarchal reality of God's creation, that reality will stand. This is why the wake-up call now being heard through the shrill shrieks of the woke is, among other things, an incredible blessing. As the wokesters rage and the egalitarian or complementarian feminists whine, God is using their howls to inspire men and women of sanity to re-examine and appreciate the beauty and necessity of biblical patriarchy. This is a good thing, a very good thing, and it's picking up steam by the day. If you have questions or thoughts to share on how you see the patriarchy making a comeback, please post them in the comments section or connect with me at any of the social media platforms listed at hellraiserreport.com. Now more than ever, in this era of open anti-Christian bigotry and anti-freedom in general, we need to get connected with each other. If you appreciate this perspective and would like a daily dose of informed optimism, subscribe to this channel, share this video, and get connected with me at hellraiserreport.com.